The boys' game went down to the wire and ended with the Bombers edging out the Lions 60-57. The two teams swapped leads early on, but Searcy later jumped out to a 12-point advantage. Mountaineer made a comeback and eventually built an 8-point lead of their own in the final quarter, but the Lions later cut the margin back to 1. Wyatt Gilbert went to the free throw line with 4.3 seconds left and hit both ends of a 1-1 to make it a 3-point game. Freddie Hicks tried one last shot to force overtime, but missed the mark. Gilbert and Luke Cruz led the Bombers with 14 points each. Matt Jones scored 11, and Hunter Beshears added 10. For Searcy, Hicks had 22 points, Peyton Caldwell finished with 15, and Griffin Love chipped in 12. Mountaineer improves to 7-11 on the season and 2-4 in the 5A East. The Lions fall to 8-11 and 1-5. The girls' contest was more lopsided as the Lady Bombers routed Searcy 66-35. Mountaineer could not have asked for a better start as they held the Lady Lions scoreless in the opening period and started the game on a 19-0 run. Lady Bombers continued to pull away as they eventually invoked the mercy rule in the final quarter. Mountaineer was led by Kate Gilbert with 15 points, and Anna Grace Foreman ended up with 13. Alexis Broadway had 22 points for Searcy. The Lady Bombers are now 11-8 overall and 3-3 in the league. The Lady Lions dropped to 5-14 and 0-6. Mountaineer will make the first of three consecutive road trips on Friday when they head to West Memphis. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.